This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
All right, good morning, America, and hello to everybody out there. Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, the host of the Captain's America Third Watch, as we broadcast on this Friday edition. Live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California, and we're broadcasting from Studio E. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio to our great radio affiliates all across the country, as well as all around the world by the internet, and of course by a satellite on the GCN network. Welcome to everybody. Now, as always, we want to give a special shout out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital, our ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol and security officers, and of course our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, keeping America rolling along, we salute you. The over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, and of course also we've got our FedEx, our UPS drivers, along with the bulk mail center haulers, and our suicide jockeys out there hauling the gas, diesel, jet fuel, wherever it needs to go. That means that we get to go where we need to go. And, of course, we're not going to leave out our Amazon warehouse workers who are listening to the program right now and our Amazon drivers delivering their packages all across the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook simply by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, Truth Social, Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. That's all lowercase, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Our toll-free number, we'd love to hear from you this hour, 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to call in and opine. And as the captain does, every top of the hour on the program, we say the Pledge of Allegiance, and I invite everybody out there to say it along with me wherever you are. Ready? Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, as the captain emphasizes, we tell you about those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, once again, folks, there's a lot of news out there to talk about. We understand, of course, that 24 hours ago, the news broke that Montana was the first state to literally ban the app TikTok. Now, that ban would go into effect, we understand, I think in January, so it's not an immediate thing, but this, according to Reuters, 5 TikTok users in Montana who create content posted on the short video app filed a lawsuit in federal court seeking to block the state's new ban on the Chinese-owned platform. Now, before I go further, it seems like a no-brainer, doesn't it? You know, you've got kids out there. They love TikTok, and I understand why. All that is just part of the social media landscape, right? But if TikTok is owned by ByteDance, and that has evidently influenced, being influenced by or ties back to the Chinese communist government, that should be a cause for concern. But this is one of those times when, well, it's all kind of dressed up. It looks wonderful. It's something that, you know, how could this be harmful? You know, and it's not beyond the pale, of course, for some of these agents, as it were, bad actors, to do things that sugarcoat everything and make people think, well, you know, this is ridiculous to be anti-TikTok. Well, back to the article. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte on Wednesday signed legislation to ban TikTok in the state. The five users in this case seek to block the law, which makes it unlawful for the app stores of Alphabet's Incorporated, that's Google and Apple Incorporated, the app store there, to offer TikTok within the state. The lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court in Montana late on Wednesday names the state attorney general, Austin Knudsen, who is charged with enforcing the law. Now, how they will do that, that's obviously a technical issue. They've got to be able to filter out who's trying to come in from what, internet origination point, their IP address, as it were. But I can see this would be a nightmare to begin with. I understand the wanting to ban it, but enforcing it will certainly be a real feat of technological legerdemain here to make that happen, because people routinely use VPNs, and they routinely use VPNs to do things like, you know, get content that's not available in certain areas, like in Europe or that kind of thing. If you want to stream something, I've heard that people do that from time to time. So that's a way around it in the sense of the technical aspects of it. But why they're doing this, they're saying that Montana doesn't have the right to ban free speech. Well, I don't know that they're trying to ban free speech per se. I think they're trying to ban a technical aspect of this that allows the Chinese government to soak up all this information. And that, to me, folks, sounds like a no-brainer. It's not anti-free speech whatsoever. There are so many ways of expressing your free speech. I think they're worried about something that can infiltrate or that can be harmful or that can gather information that should not be gathered. That's where I think the heart and soul of this kind of case would be. So it will be interesting to see, because when you come out and you say, look, this is all about free speech and you take away my free speech, well, I think you'd have to show some harm that somehow you are being suppressed, and whether it, because again, there's other avenues of doing that. And again, the heart of the matter, I think, is the technical aspect of this, which allows the Chinese government in one way, one form or another, to gather up all this information and then sort of sort it out later, figure out, you know, all kinds of things about American citizens. That shouldn't be happening, right? All right, well, we want to hear from you. 1-877-969-8600 is the toll-free line. My name's Kyle Warren. I'm in for the captain this morning on this Friday edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere, because we're coming right back with all kinds of great stuff. So stay right there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, KC and the Sunshine Band. Still sounding great. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce as we go across the radio dial in the overnight hours this morning. I got a question for you. Do you think they're going to try to replace Kamala Harris on the ticket? We actually have a Kamala Harris quote coming up here in a little bit, so it may shed some light. But I do want to know what you think. 1-877-969-8600. 1-877-969-8600. Will they replace Kamala on the ticket? And if so, who do you think they will get? Is there anybody that can come in and save Joe Biden on the ticket? I think that's a good question. So we do want to hear from you. And again, call us up. 1-877-969-8600 is the number to dial. In this portion of the program here, by the way, I want to make sure that you know that this portion of our program is being brought to you by MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell, of course. Listeners to the show know that Captain Matt Bruce tells all the listeners about the good people at MyPillow and the amazing products that they have. From the MyPillow 2.0 to the Giza sheets, the slippers, the unbelievable towel sets, MyPillow has a lot to offer. They really do. Just go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. And use the promo code CAPTAIN when you've made all your selections, and you're going to save a bundle. That's just the way it's going to go. And when you use your promo code CAPTAIN, easy to remember, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. And right now, you know, Mrs. Professor and I, we sleep on the Giza sheets every night, and they are fantastic. They really are. They're the best sheets we've ever had. And you want to check them out. They're on sale right now for 50% off the MyPillow Giza bedsheet sets. They're as low as $29.98. So you've got to rush right over literally to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. Get those Giza sheets and whatever else sort of strikes your fancy, especially those MyPillow 2.0s are really amazing too. So you definitely want to check them out. If you don't want to use your credit card information on the internet, totally understandable. You can dial them up, talk to a real person, 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. And again, the promo code is CAPTAIN. That's the key that unlocks everything. So definitely check them out. All right. Well, you know, they had this, this hearing, of course, about the whistleblowers on Capitol Hill. And these are the FBI whistleblowers. And the stories that they tell are really chilling about the things that have happened to them. Well, part of this hearing included as well a statement from the Democratic delegate from the Virgin Islands. Her name is Stacey Plaskett. And on Thursday, she said at this whistleblowers House Judiciary Subcommittee hearing on the weaponization of the federal government, she tried to turn it all back around on the, quote, MAGA Republicans. And, you know, I saw an article the other day that had all these phrases that, you know, are kind of going out of style because they're older phrases. And, you know, so they might refer to things that aren't part of our daily society anymore, or daily lives. And one of those phrases was a broken record, as in, you sound like a broken record. Well, unfortunately, there's some folks, young people especially, who have no idea what you mean when you say that. Although, and I will say this, because I do know that a lot of people, they like to get the vinyl records now. I've actually seen them out there for sale, and it's been kind of going on for a few years. I know it started up, and I don't want to get too far off base, but I think people really like to hold on to the record. They like to look at the album cover artwork and stuff like that. You know, back in the day, we do that. You listen to the record, and you look through all the liner notes. Well, that's a whole other story. But talk about a broken record. To say it's all MAGA Republicans again, that's broken record. Let's listen to hear what Delegate Stacey Plaskett says at the beginning of this hearing. It's going to knock your socks off.
Perhaps they're too far gone to realize that, in fact, this hearing is evidence, as if we needed any more, that MAGA Republicans are a threat to the rule of law in America.
There you go. It's these MAGA Republicans. And she went on and on and on about the rule of law and the, you know, these FBI whistleblowers are there and they're peddling these conspiracy theories and all this stuff. It's really shocking. I guess it's not so shocking when you really look at it, but shocking in the sense that, you know, because the rule of law obviously is just being shirked at every step of the way. You've got, all these different things happening, these prosecutions and no, you know, it just goes on and on. It's all political. It's a witch hunt and it's all true. Right. And especially with Alvin Bragg. And that's another thing. Trump can come out and say, look, it's all true. I mean, we've talked about that. But in this case, it's the MAGA Republicans that are a threat to the rule of law. Well, let's listen in here. This is Marcus Allen, a former FBI agent, testifying on Thursday, where he says, when he talks about being punished, basically, for forwarding information about January 6th that evidently, you know, questioned the, quote, official narrative of January 6th. So now we can't even have facts. We can't even. Here's information that we gathered as the FBI, and we're sending it over for analysis. But guess what? If it's the wrong, quote, information, if it results in, quote, the wrong analysis, well, guess what? You could be ostracized and worse by the FBI in this case. And again, I'm not knocking the whole FBI. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I am saying is that you've got some bad actors, obviously, and this is what these hearings are about, and this is what the Durham report is about, and this is what it's all about. So let's listen in. This is, again, former FBI agent Marcus Allen and what he has to say.
I was not in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, played no part in the events of January 6th, and I condemn all criminal activity that occurred. Instead, it appears that I was retaliated against because I forwarded information to my superiors and others that questioned the official narrative of the events of January 6th. As a result, I was accused of promoting conspiratorial views and unreliable information. Because I did this, the FBI questioned my allegiance to the United States. Since I was suspended, there's been a dearth of communication from the FBI, with interactions seemingly only being forced by actions from my counsel or members of Congress. For example, I was not even interviewed by anyone from the FBI until May of 2022. I was suspended in January of 2022. This interaction with the FBI happened on the heels of a public statement from a congressional member in early May of 2022.
So there you have Marcus Allen, and you get an idea of, you know, of the kind of treatment, of course, and the stories that they tell are, again, very chilling. But I wanted you to hear that part where he's talking about the fact that, you know, he forwarded the information about January 6th, but it evidently questioned the official narrative. And that, my friends, that's when we're starting to go in to the kind of territory that that is just, I don't know how you get back from. I don't know how you try to really clean that out, because if you're now going to simply be accused of being a conspiratorialist by gathering information, you know, because it doesn't fit the narrative, so that's scary in and of itself, and the list goes on. I think we have another quote here as well. This is Garrett O'Boyle, and he's going to talk about what the FBI can do to you. And again, we're not talking about the whole FBI. We're talking about the people that have you know, wrestled power in many ways, and how this whole thing has reacted to FBI agents who are trying to follow the rule of law. So, Representative Plaskett, that's exactly what these honorable people were trying to do. They served their country. They were either military, they were police force, before they ever got to the FBI. These are honorable men, and suddenly they're MAGA Republicans who are trying to subvert the rule of law. That's just a bunch of, well, you know what? I'm not going to say it on the radio, right? So here we go. Let's listen to Garrett O'Boyle and what he says, a very, very serious thing.
Corruption, weaponization, any kind of misconduct that exists with the American people.
It doesn't solve it. But the FBI will crush you. This government will crush you and your family if you try to expose the truth about things that they are doing that are wrong. And we are all examples of that.
I can't think of a more sobering way to end a hearing. I yield back.
Yeah, I can't think of a more sobering way to end the segment. We're going to come up here in the break here in just a little bit. But I got to tell you, folks, the reason I'm playing you these quotes, the reason we're talking about this like this, is because it used to be that you could bring out information, it could be evaluated, you could have a discourse about it, but what happens is if you've got the wrong viewpoint, you get crushed. See, that's not America. But the America we're fighting for is the one where that doesn't happen. We're going to keep doing it right here on your radio dial. Captain's America Third Watch radio program rolls on. Kyle Warren in for the captain. Stay right there. We're coming back with much, much more.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More comments.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. The Senate still plans to recess next week as the deadline to raise the nation's debt ceiling looms. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said negotiations between the White House and House Republicans are making progress, and the House will likely vote on an agreement next week. Where do you conceal a gun on the beach in New Jersey?
A federal judge ruled it is legal for someone to take a concealed carry handgun with the proper permits to the beach, bars, restaurants, and public parks. Judge Renee Marie Baum ruled that significant parts of what Governor Murphy signed into law in December were unconstitutional. I'm Skip Kelly.
A new study is ranking Texas number one in something that is nothing to be proud of. According to the survey from Forbes Advisor, the Lone Star State has the worst drivers in the country. The report says Texas is in the top three in fatal crashes involving a drunk driver, a drowsy driver, or a driver that is going the wrong way. Dave Collins, USA News.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
All right, we are going across the overnight hours on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. My name's Kyle Warren. I'm sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce this morning. And we have a lot more to talk about this evening and, of course, this morning. We've got some great guests coming up here in a little bit. In the 4 o'clock hour, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We'll be hearing from her. Also, we've got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is coming up also in the 4 o'clock hour. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to talk with Frank Salvato from Underground.com, I believe. I've got that wrong, but I'm going to get it right here in just a moment. I want to let you know, of course, that this portion of the program is brought to you by Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. Caring Hands, Helping Sore Feet, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com. And by the way, folks, you know, they've got highly trained podiatrists. They spend most of their time listening to and understanding your concerns and discussing the best treatment for you that there might be. And therefore, their patients are their first priority. So at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, they strive to provide you with the highest quality of foot and ankle care available. So check out their website. That's AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com. That's AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com. And you won't be sorry. I know the captain raves about them. He's always talking about them. And you definitely want to find out more about them. So So once again, advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. And my apologies to Frank Salvato. I had his website wrong. It is, in fact, undergroundusa.com. Undergroundusa.com. And we'll be hearing from him at the top of hour number four. That's the 5 o'clock hour. And Denise Simon, of course, coming up in the 4 o'clock hour here in just a little bit. And, of course, after that, Chris Markowski. So we want you to stay tuned. All right. I saw this go by as well. $3 billion of an accounting error was made by the Pentagon, evidently, in terms of how much stuff and material was sent to Ukraine. Can you believe this? This from the Associated Press. The Pentagon has overestimated the value of the weapons it has sent to Ukraine by at least $3 billion. An accounting error that could be a boon for the war effort because it will allow the Defense Department to send more weapons without asking Congress for more money. Isn't that interesting? The acknowledgement Thursday comes at a time when the Pentagon is under increased pressure by Congress to show accountability for the billions of dollars it has sent in weapons, ammunition, and equipment to Ukraine. And some lawmakers question whether that level of support should continue. And it also could free up money, it says, for critical weapons as Ukraine is on the verge of a much-anticipated counteroffensive, which will require as much military aid as they can get. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has previously said that the offensive was delayed because they did not yet have everything they need. Now, the error was caused, according to the report, when officials overvalued some of the systems sent to Ukraine, using the value of money it would cost to replace an item completely rather than the current value of the weapon. In many of the military aid packages, the Pentagon has opted to draw from its stockpiles of older existing gear because it can get those items to Ukraine faster. During our regular oversight process of presidential drawdown packages, the department discovered inconsistencies in equipment valuation for Ukraine. In some cases, replacement cost rather than new net book value was used, therefore overestimating the value of the equipment drawn down from U.S. stocks. The Pentagon spokeswoman, she said Sabrina Singh is her name. So that's pretty interesting. So it looks like, at the very least, more stuff is going to be going over there. But at the heart of the matter, of course, is how much is it really costing and how much more money is there? You've got the presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I hope I am. I saw him interviewed, I think it was yesterday. He got it into a little bit of an exchange with the interviewer, and I think it was on CNN, when he was saying, I don't want to send another dollar, basically, over to Ukraine. Now, the interviewer was trying to pin him down, saying, well, wait a minute, don't you want them to win, and this kind of thing. And he eventually said, yes, of course, he does want them to win. I think everybody wants Putin out of Ukraine. There's just no doubt about that. But whether or not how much it's going to cost and whether or not the money that's actually going there and the material is reaching where it's supposed to be and doing what it's supposed to do. So I think these are legitimate questions. But it is interesting that suddenly we don't have a couple of million dollars and an error. It's $3 billion. So go figure on that. No pun intended there. But at the same time, though, what is the acceptable outcome in the war in Ukraine, between Russia and Ukraine? What's the acceptable outcome? In my estimation, you know, I understand the realities of it. I understand that in order to get out of it, Vladimir Putin's going to have to get something. He's going to have to keep something. And I don't know that that's going to be acceptable at all to the Ukrainian people or to Zelensky. It certainly is not going to look good in the long run. I just don't know that he's ever going to pull back. So I think everybody wants a complete, total expulsion of Russia from Ukraine. But I don't know that that's even going to be really practical. So I kind of go back to, and I remember talking with the captain here on the program when all this first started, when the invasion actually occurred. And it turned out not to be a minor incursion, as Joe Biden had speculated, well, we'll have to see what happens. We'll have to see, is it a minor incursion or whatever. But we were talking about it, and I was telling the captain, I said, I think it's going to have to be something internal in Russia. Something, they're going to have to take out Putin somehow. That's the only way to turn it off. So that's pretty interesting. Okay, here in the time we have, I also found this, I thought it was very practical, because so many people right now are driving as they're listening to us. We were talking about AM radio just a little while ago. But a lot of people are driving right now, and they're hearing this program. Or you're going to go out tomorrow and go drive somewhere if you're listening at home or wherever you might be. Well, this from the AP as well. Dateline Detroit, more than 33 million people in the United States are driving vehicles that contain a potentially deadly threat. Airbag inflators that in rare cases can explode in a condition and spew shrapnel. Few of them know it. And because of a dispute between federal safety regulators and an airbag parts manufacturer, they aren't likely to find out anytime soon. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is demanding that the manufacturer, ARC Automotive of Knoxville, Tennessee, recall, get this, folks, 67 million inflators, okay, 67 million of them, that could explode with such force as to blow apart a metal canister and expel shrapnel. But ARC is refusing to do so, setting up a possible court fight with the agency. NHTSA argues that the recall is justified because two people have been killed in the United States and Canada, and at least seven others have been injured by ARC's inflators. The explosions, which first occurred in 2009, have continued as recently as this year. So a lot of different cars that aren't just brand new, but have probably been on the road, obviously, for quite some time. NHTSA tentatively concluded after an investigation that lasted 8 years that the inflators are defective. The agency's documents show that the inflators date from at least the 2002 model year to January 2018, when ARC installed equipment on its manufacturing lines that could detect potential safety problems. So there's more to come on this. I know that because 67 million of these things out there, I don't think that means, that doesn't mean 67 million cars or vehicles. It means 67 of these inflators, because cars can have multiple airbags, obviously. So we'll see how this plays out. But I thought it was important to bring it up. So Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Ford, Toyota, Volkswagen, Audi, BMW, Porsche, Hyundai, and Kia are left to wonder anxiously whether their vehicles contain driver or front passengers inflators made by ARC. And so the whole idea is to get this recall going, and I think that's what they need to be able to do. And people do get these things in the mail from time to time, or get notified somehow that your car has a recall. Well, speaking of cars as well, don't forget, everybody, that cars need AM radios. That's for sure, because whether it's tuning in to the high school football game, monitoring the patterns of the incoming storm, or catching your favorite talk show, these are just some of the ways listeners can depend on AM radio stations just like ours, and we need your help. We want you to text AM to 52886, that's AM to 52886, and tell Congress to keep AM radio in brand new cars. It's really simple. AM to 52886, you'll be doing a great service, helping out everybody. So that's a great thing to do. I tell you what, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you, going across the radio, the overnight hours with you here on the radio. Want to hear from you, 1-877-969-8600. Right back after this.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce this morning as we continue across your radio dial with the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. And we have so much more to talk about as we continue. Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to be hearing from Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com. But before we get to Denise, we're going to tell you a little bit more about our Trucker Highway and Byway Report as we take a look at the weather and all the different things happening across the United States as our trucker friends and traveler friends are out there somewhere on the highways and byways of the land. Last hour, we were telling you a lot about where the rain was on different interstates. Well, this hour, of course, we want to continue with some of the air quality alerts that we have. We still have air quality alerts up in Montana, covering pretty much the entire state of Montana. This has to do with particulate matter and so forth. And all this has to do as well with some of these wildfires that were up in Canada 24 hours ago when we were telling you about this. We had some smoke advisories and so forth, but right now we still got some of those particulate matter issues up in Montana where we see other smoke alerts and so forth is we've got this happening in Wisconsin. Right now, this again another advisory, and this has to do with these wildfires in Canada, and it looks like that's going to be in effect at least through noon on Friday. So hopefully, that's going to dissipate out a little bit. bit more. And I think we do have some rain anywhere, just near there to that area, which is up in the UP of Michigan. Looks like, in fact, the rain that we saw in Marquette just last hour, it looks like that's heading east now. So this whole band of rain that we saw last hour up in the UP is now mostly over the lake, and then it's also down towards Sheboygan. And right near Milwaukee, going through Madison, Wisconsin, Janesville, over now south of Dubuque, Iowa, and down towards Davenport. So if you're in that area, that's where the rain is there. We're continuing also with lots and lots of rain coming across I-70 coming out of Colorado, south now of Colby, down through Hayes, over towards Salina, and then south of there, all through Kansas, and down into northern Texas, and of course, into Oklahoma. We've got all kinds of rain covering most of that area, in some cases heavy and moderate rain as well. So you want to be aware of that. I-40 outside Amarillo, as you continue out through New Mexico, you've got rain coming across the road. It's going to stay mostly south of that too right now, down near Lubbock. As well. And every time I think about Lubbock, I think about Buddy Holly. I remember that that was his hometown. But Albuquerque, New Mexico, coming east out of Albuquerque there, you've got rain there. It's also going to be up towards Santa Rosa, then up towards Wagon Mound, and then south of Santa Rosa, down near Fort Sumner, you've got rain there as well. Still rain in southern parts of Arizona. This is covering parts of Tucson, but heading out west to southwest of there across the border in New Mexico, and then right around Lake Havasu City, down where Arizona and California and Nevada sort of all come together, you've got all kinds of rain in that area. It doesn't look like it's coming across Interstate 15, so your trip out of California towards Las Vegas obviously is going to be fine at this hour. So that's where we're at with that. I want one more quick little pass here. Just want to make sure. Because last night, less than 24 hours ago, we had freeze watches up in Massachusetts. Rock and Roll Chris might have been getting a little bit cold up there if it was going to be freezing, or at least the possibility of that. Looks like all that's lifted. It's just a frost advisory now up into New Hampshire and parts of southern Maine, where we have a frost advisory going on right now. And one more frost advisory to tell you about, that's in North Dakota. It's going to include Bismarck and Williston all the way up to the Canadian border. So you got a frost advisory going on there. And then I think it's colder temperatures in western Nevada up on I-80. Not colder temperatures. It's the opposite. Unseasonable heat this weekend with flooding concerns across area waterways due to excessive snowmelt and runoff. But also thunderstorm chances increasing through the weekend. So here we are in the Friday edition. And if you're going to be trucking through that area, this coming out of Reno, heading up towards Winnemecca, just be aware of that all that can start materializing. So do be careful out there. Folks, once again, don't forget the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers, the operator. They're the largest operator of travel centers in America. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com, and check out the My Rewards Plus app. You're going to start getting great offers. You'll save money, earn points, and be able to do all kinds of great things with the app, like check out their amenities or reserve parking spaces. You know, you can earn bonus points with that. And if you're an RVer and you're going to be out there starting your trips this summer, going out to see maybe the national parks, just going all over the place. You know, everybody's heard me on this program knows my favorite national park in the whole wide world is Yosemite. And I just love Yosemite, and we love to go there whenever we can. Haven't been there for a while, but it's just wonderful and breathtaking. So if you're traveling in an RV across the country all the way to Yosemite Valley, well, you want to stop at the Pilot and Flying J's along the way. And you can use the locations function in the My Rewards Plus app to do it. And RVers, don't forget, so many of these locations have RV fueling lanes, overnight parking, propane refill, and RV dumps as well. And so definitely check them out, pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. And I know I would be remiss if I didn't mention that the captain loves to rave about the food at the Pilot and Flying J travel centers. He's got good reason to do so because they do really have that great of a food selection when you come on into these Pilot and Flying J travel centers. So whatever might strike your fancy, if you're looking for something something hot, something cold, either cold to drink as well, something to cool you off or warm you up on a cold night, just truck on in. PilotFlyingJ.com. All right, without further ado, let's head on over to the telephone line with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Well, there's so much happening out there. I don't even know where to start with all this stuff.
Well, I'm actually looking at a Daily Mail article that just popped up, and the headline says, "Lost in Japan, confused-looking Biden, 80, is directed to his spot by Japanese Prime Minister as he kicks off the G7 summit in Hiroshima." So
he didn't know
where he was supposed to stand.
Well, you know, and you know why the Japanese Prime Minister had to direct him? It's because the Easter Bunny wasn't there. Easter Bunny is preparing for next Easter, and so I'm glad the Japanese Prime Minister could step in. You know, but all kidding aside, isn't that something? What does that show the world?
And we're looking at the Daily Mail, which is a UK publication.
Yes.
So that's not looking good in Europe, you know, looking good here, looking good for us, awful. I mean, they're all pointing like, dude, stand right here. They're pointing to the ground. This is where you need to stand.
And that is that's very, very disconcerting. You know, we were talking with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright on yesterday's program, and he was sort of pointing out again this vacuum of leadership, that it doesn't look like Joe Biden can really fill that. And I think what you're describing here once again shows this is why Moscow, Beijing, you know, they look at the president, and I hate to say this because I'm a big believer of politics stopping at the shoreline, but we can't avoid this, can we?
No, I mean, and it's not like we can sit out here and help them out if we even would consider it. But this, I mean, we're talking about world leaders here. Lots of media. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's a lot for. I wonder if anybody will ask Karine Jean-Pierre about this at the White House press briefing room. Was the president, was he confused? You know, this kind of thing. But of course, unless it's written in the binder, she won't have an answer for that, unfortunately.
Well, I mean, and this is on the heels of Fetterman this week that couldn't talk right.
Right.
And Dianne Feinstein didn't know that she was sick and doesn't know that she's in Washington.
These are all very, very concerning things, aren't they? Because, you know, I think, too, they're trying to get somebody else appointed in California. That's why I think they're pressing her to resign. They want to appoint somebody else at this point.
Yeah, Adam Schiff.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I think if that were to be, we'd actually maybe have to head for the hills, but we won't dream of it. I tell you what, Denise, I think the music's going to start up here in just a minute. We're coming back in just a few moments at the top of the hour and more with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com. Denise, hold the line, and we'll be right back right after this. Kyle Warren in for the captain himself.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.